Oh boy. Tuesday, November 16th, 2021. I hope that we're still friends at the end of this. I do it for variance. I do it because it fits into the programming. I do it because I care. Here's today's workout. This is a heavy day at a high heart rate, for sure. And any day that we have any sort of heavy day, I attach the video entitled How to Approach Heavy Days, which covers warming up, choosing the weights, rest periods, etc. Lynchman Conversations number 113. If you haven't listened to it, you should. And even though today's not a classic heavy day, it's just good information to have. Here's today's workout. 3 rounds for time of 36 burpees. Yep, that's how it started, 36 burpees. 24 pull-ups, and then 12 back squats. 225 pounds for men, 155 pounds for women. If that loading is too much, then you should use 65% of your one rep max. If you're deciding as to whether or not that is too much for you, well, first of all, I've got videos showing the burpee, pull-ups, and the back squat. When we look at the goal times, if you're gonna be outside of that more likely time, you certainly would wanna consider scaling. Super Fitness Robot time is 15 minutes or less. More likely is 24 minutes or less. When I think about this workout, burpees and the pull-ups are gonna make those darn back squats so hard. 3 sets of 12 back squats at that loading anyway are hard. So if when you get under that bar, if that initial set of 12, I can see plenty of people breaking it up into, for example, 3 sets of 4. I don't see anything wrong with that at all, with a short break between there. And if that keeps you moving, you obviously have to maintain your form, your technique, and be safe. But I think that's gonna be very common. I don't think a lot of people are gonna blitz the burpees, blitz the pull-ups, and blitz the squats. But if right off the bat you're like, even 3 sets of 4 is not gonna happen, or 2 sets of 6 is not gonna happen, let's contemplate going the scaled route for sure. Wild card option. 3 rounds for time. Sorry, another typo. Can't stand typos. Wild card option. 3 rounds for time, 36 burpees, 24 pull-ups, and then 12 back squats. We lowered the loading, 185 for men, 135 for women. Again, or you could use 65% of your one rep max. Scaled option, 3 rounds for time, 24 burpees, so we knocked down the volume, 18 ring rows or pull-ups, 12 back squats, 135 or 95 pounds, or use 60% of your one rep max. Video showing how to get a pull-up and the ring row. Limited equipment option, 3 rounds for time, 36 burpees, 24 pull-ups, 24 dumbbell squats. Pair of 50s for the men, pair of 35s for the women. We've got a video showing that movement. No equipment workout, 3 rounds for time, 35 burpees, 55 air squats. That's a nice little couplet right there. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. Pistols, AKA one-legged squats, 20 to 40 on the right leg, don't need to be unbroken, 20 to 40 on the left leg. Video showing that movement. And even if you don't have the coordination or flexibility to do that, you can scale and modify that by grabbing onto a rugged upright, a door frame to get yourself some balance and still work some really nice one-legged strength. The other part of the optional accessory work is an either or, either some Turkish get-ups, 3 rounds of 5 to 7 reps on the left arm, 5 to 7 on the right arm, resting a couple minutes between each, or descent from handstand variations. You can watch that video, figure out where in that progression makes sense for you to play around for a bit, and spending time working on your descent from handstand will get you strong as far as pressing goes. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the pec stretch laying on the side and the wall stretch for the legs. And both of those have videos. Hope you enjoyed today's heavy day at a high heart rate. Hope you made a good decision. I know that it was a doozy. And I will see you back here tomorrow, and there's not a barbell in sight.